Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy Drive.
Theatre, film, TV and more. Susie Rung reviews it all on Joy Drive with Em and Warren.
Good afternoon, Susie Rung.
Good afternoon, lovely Warren. And a very special good afternoon to our millennial listeners because today's segment is a lot about you.
It is, isn't it? You know what? You said, Susie, you were going to give us something lighter to watch. In fact, it was so light, it was almost floating. I was floating off the couch. I'll give you my opinion shortly. We were talking about The Other Two, which is streaming on Binge. What's it about?
At the beginning of the American sitcom, The Other Two, a 13-year-old boy named Chase becomes an overnight sensation after his song goes viral on TikTok. Now a huge star, his life is completely transformed, and coming along for the wild ride are his mother Pat and his two siblings. Now Brooke and Carrie are much older, they're in their very late 20s, are in a state of complete anxiety about not having achieved anything. Their perceived failure stands in stark contrast with the fame and fortune of little Chase and forms the basis for the comedy of The Other Two. As doors begin to open for the family, we witness all their dreams start coming true, and the losers gradually become winners. But they discover that everything comes at a price, and all that glitters is not gold. The series is now in its third season, 4 years since its original premiere, so the storylines have had a lot of time to develop. What was initially a collection of really great jokes is now something much more substantial, as the characters get closer to understanding the meaning of happiness after experiencing endless situations of momentary glory. Taking me completely by surprise, The Other Two has over the last couple of days become my favorite show. I had tested the first episode last week to see if it was appropriate for our Tuesday chats and saw that one of the main characters is gay and noticed that the writing bears a really queer sensibility, so I decided to set it as homework for today. But that first episode didn't quite cut the mustard for me. Episode 2, however, gave me some of the biggest laughs I've had in a long time, and these laugh out loud moments have not stopped after watching 27 episodes. Yes, I've watched everything in less than 3 days because it's so good. Its sense of humor is sharp, satirical, irreverent, and absurd, often taking aim at show business and queer life. It may not be for everyone, but I certainly recommend trying the first few episodes, and you can thank me later if it works for you. Warren, I had no idea at all if this was going to be your cup of tea, but... Oh.
Susie,
I get a sense.
Look, I watched it over the weekend. I mean, I had a big weekend, I must admit. You know, we had the opening of the ski season and there was a party on in Melbourne. So it was a big weekend. So I was probably, I don't know, I was in a, not a cranky mood, but I did want something to laugh at. And I thought, all right, I'm going to save this because, you know, Susie said it's going to be a lot lighter. And I sat down and I started watching it. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, I don't know about this. I don't know what I think about it. And I just... It didn't grab me at all. I felt like I don't like it when, and I only got through about 3 episodes of the first series and I stopped it. I don't like it when people make a big deal out of being gay as though it's like a novelty, like it's the thing they, you know, the thing about us, as though there's no other attributes that make us up as a person. And that was coming across in the first episode and it turned me right off it. I thought, oh, it's so superficial. Thank God it was only 20 minutes. And at the end of the first episode, I wasn't hooked. I wasn't thinking, I want to go and watch episode 2. I mean, I did, but I had no drive to go and do it. And it could be something with me. I don't really understand American satire. I never have, and I've never gelled with it. And this is heavy on that. To me, it just, they were obvious jokes. They weren't funny. But I don't know. Maybe it develops in the other episodes as we go on.
I think if you didn't get the second episode, you wouldn't get the humor. I think the second episode was very different from the first. The first kind of was really setting the stage, and for me, really quite dry and trying a little bit hard, because they were trying to explain to you who these people are. So I guess it felt really central to explain that this brother is gay. The first one didn't work, but I decided to set it for homework because I thought we'd talk together and trash the show. But the second episode made me laugh my head off, and I haven't stopped laughing after 27 episodes, and it works for me. But I can see how it wouldn't have worked for you, because I think the depth of the show doesn't happen until much later.
I needed the depth.
Yeah, it was very, very light for the first six or seven. It's not until the end of the first season where they start to kind of show you what they're trying to say. But it's very hard to hold an audience that long if the sense of humor is not their cup of tea.
And maybe that's it. Maybe I judged it too soon on the first episode. I had a few observations, though, when I was watching it. I thought, they always have the stereotypical gay man, don't they, with the obsession with beauty and sex and money and... I feel like, I couldn't help but think when I was watching it, that they're trying to reach us and they're trying to include us by representing us as these people. And I'm a bit cranky, aren't I? Because it gets my back up, because it makes me feel like I see these people in Hollywood films and in TV series, some of the ones you bring to us. And I see these people and it just makes me feel like I don't belong in this community. I'm not one of these people. I don't want to be part of this. Why do they represent the same people every time on TV shows, as though that's all, we're all the same, we're all like it, and there's nothing different or diverse about it? It really annoys me.
Yeah, I think in the first part of the series, a lot of that stereotypical gay image is presented because I think there was an aspiration that Carrie had of wanting, like, to him, success looked that way. And gradually you'll find that because he obtains like little taste of being part of that kind of group, and then he sees that, oh, it's not what it's cracked up to be. There's a lot of the show that... it's sort of like Will and Grace, it's a straight woman and a gay man. In this case, they are brother, sister. So I guess it does harken back a little bit to that era of television programming. Except with a millennial sensibility, like there was a lot of content about the things that millennials are interested in. Obviously, it's all about social media, it's all about TikTok, but also a lot of that stuff about, I guess, how to do the right thing, how to be perceived to be doing the right thing versus how it feels, especially for, two young white people. And I find that those things quite interesting, like that they want to do the right thing, but at the same time, it doesn't actually come from a really genuine place.
You know who really annoyed me? The mother.
Ah.
I didn't find her acting very good at all.
Yeah, the mother's played by Molly Shannon, who's an icon of the SNL world, this SNL universe. And this show is produced and written by a lot of SNL people. So I guess another clue of whether you're going to enjoy it is how much you like SNL. I do love SNL, so maybe it does fit nicely into that world.
What is
for
that
me.
For people who don't know?
Oh, Saturday Night Live.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that was Andrews, the newsreader, sneezing in the background. He loved the show. He said, "What did you think of it?" I said, "I hated it." So, a couple of things I did like about it, though, is it talks about. I mean, it does this whole, which we do, don't we? It devalues certain jobs, and it almost was implying that, if you're an actor, it's not a valued job. I found that in the first episode, and I thought, well, that's not very fair to those that are, who are actors. I mean, what's wrong with it? He's struggling to get work, but there's nothing wrong with the profession, particularly when, you've come from a family where you have to be a professional or you're not good enough. So I didn't like that. But also I did like the way it tackled comparing ourselves to others, it made fun of how we often react to someone else's success, whether it be a family or a close friend. I think that was done well. We're used to look at it introspectively, put straight onto us. Well, how do we compare? We had that success, and it was interesting how we measure life success based on how other people succeed.
It does talk about that perception of success that, you know, I think for the last maybe 15 years, we've been quite sensitive to about how a generation brought up on social media kind of perceives the trappings of success. They understand what success looks like, but they kind of have no idea about all the stuff that goes behind it, or that, you know, the appearance of success is only a byproduct, not the actual substance of it. So this show does kind of represent quite well Carrie and Brooke kind of always chasing that image of success. And over the three seasons, they do on many occasions occupy that space of becoming, you know, famous for a moment, or become really important for a moment, but then kind of feeling really, really empty. So that does happen subsequently.
It sounds like we need to watch how many seasons? Three?
It's three seasons. I think it's 10 episodes each. We are approaching the end of the third season, where it gets increasingly absurd. I don't think you need to try if you didn't enjoy the first two, three. I think because the sense of humor doesn't change.
Yeah,
the storytelling changes, but the sense of humor remains the same. So I don't think this is one for you, and that's fine.
You know, and I could never watch Will and Grace either. I need to think. I think that's what it is. I don't get stimulated by it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the satire. I just don't get it. I just think, oh, that's not even funny. But yeah, Everyone else laughs with it. So, but that's okay. Susie, are you nervous to tell me this homework?
I don't think that, you know, it is humor, and some of it is really, really silly humor. Mm. But I don't think the show essentially promotes negative values as such. Like, it's not sort of laughing at the wrong things. I think a lot of it is self-deprecating, which makes you kind of a little bit more sensitive to the materialism that is around the family. You know, this sort of like accidental fame achieved by Chase. So what that kind of, the story that digs up, this sort of materialism, and how that's the American dream, right? This is what the American dream looks like, and how, but at the same time, they're never happy. They keep thinking they're reaching new heights of success, but it's always terrible. So you're laughing. Yeah, you're always laughing at that. So in a way, I don't feel too bad laughing at the silly humor.
Fantastic. Susie, what are we watching next week?
Spoiler alert is a gay romance in which Jim Parson plays a man who watches his husband's final months before dying from terminal cancer. It's available to rent or buy from your favorite platforms. This one's not light.
Spoiler alert. I'm looking forward to it. Sounds good.
Great. We'll talk about that, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Susie.
Missed the show? Download the Joy Drive podcast. Head to joy.org.au, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.